John Adams, second president of the United States, was an important colonial leader even before the nation was born. He was a delegate to both Continental Congresses. He signed the Declaration of Independence, and he helped negotiate the Treaty of Paris at the end of the American Revolution. His friend, Thomas Jefferson, referred to Adams as the Colossus of debate, a compliment to his eloquence and power of persuasion. His political skills earned him 2 terms as vice president under George Washington. Adams referred to the office as the most insignificant office that ever the invention of man contrived. Washington passed up a 3rd term as president, and Adams won the election in 1796. At that time, the young government was still without a permanent home. The White House would receive its first tenants, Adams and his wife Abigail, 4 months before the end of his term. Adams was defeated for re-election in 1800. Feeling resentment over the election, he and Abigail hurried off to their home in Quincy, Massachusetts. There, at age 85, he was elected a member of the Massachusetts State Constitutional Convention. Adams would live to see his son, John Quincy Adams, become the only one to follow in his father's footsteps as president. John Adams died on July 4, 1826, the same day as Thomas Jefferson. Coincidentally, it was the 50th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence.